And Rashi says, "Ribi hakol umiyat." What is no good then? Some cannot use some sef, some powder. Hakim first of the kedushin. The ribu umiyutay. So Luchuri is the Rebbe himself. Now according to Stephen Rebbe, here we see Rebbe himself dashing the Torah with the klal of prato klal. So now we have two questions. First of all, to back a question, how do we know Rebbe holds like Rebbe Kiva Svara? That by Shvul Lishovar Yechayiv, if Rebbe dashes with the Klal of Prat, we do not know if Shvul Lishovar is Chayiv. And secondly, it's a Stephen Rebbe himself. Before, by Pidyon Aben, Rebbe dashes with the Klal, with the Ribui Umiyat. And now here, by the Loch of an Evid, by a Matzeah, we see Rebbe dashes with the Klal of Prat. So there are two questions. So first of all, the second answer, how come by Pidyon Aben, he dashes with a ribui? I'll tell you in. Bialmo Kloli Yaproti Dorish. Really, the way Rebbe says here by Matzeah, this is really Rebbe Shita. That Rebbe really dashes the Torah with the derech of a klal or prat or klal. That's going to be a question back, how do we know by Shvuah? You asked me a stira, why by Pidyon Aben does he say miyat? I'll tell you, v'hocha on the time of by Pidyon Aben, you know why here he dashes with a miyat? V'ribui, ki detone de Rebbe Shmuel. Titona the Rebbe Shmuel ba mayim shnei pomin. That's lusher by a sheretz of the mayim, the fish in the water. It says two times the word ba mayim right away, and then it says a prat later on. So Rebbe Shmuel says ein ze klal o prat. This is not considered the drush of a klal and a prat because the prat is not in between the two klalim. There's a klal that a klal and a prat. The klal is only the Torah first says the klal, then it says the prat, and then it says the klal. But sometimes here the two klolim are set together, and the prat is said later. So in such a case, the very Bishmol says that's not considered a klal or prat. Ela, rather, the Torah changed around the order here to tell us riboy umiyat. Now that's the way you should darshan. So here also, by Pidyon Aben, the two klolim say one next to another, and the prat is later on. So therefore, only here does Rebbe darshan by Pidyon Aben with the ribo umiyat. By Shaken, the other places in the Torah, by Matzeah, and by Shavuos, where it says first the klal, and then the prat, and then the klal, there Rebbe holds from the drasha klal or prat the klal. Now, Rabbanan over here also by Mayim, or else by Pidyon Aben, why do Rabbanan still say the klal or prat the klal? The prat is not in between the two klals. I'm a Ravina, k'diyami b'marava, like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that komokom shatam v'yitishtei klolis, hasmucha zelezeh, anytime you find in the Torah the two klolim, one next to another, and the prat is either before or later, the pshat is, hitel prat b'neim. You yourself have right to dash in this, but by putting the prat in between them. V'doinon b'klal prat. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. That even in such a case, where it says the two klolim next to another, like it says it by Pidyon Aben, and it says it by Mayim, still you have a right to dash with the klal prat the klal. You put prat in between, right? Right. Rashi says, this drush here by Mayim, Ketana the Rebbe Shmuel, Bielu Trefus, the Ikotana the Dorish, Ezet Teichlu, Mikola Sheba Mayim. Every fish is permissible. Klal. Then it says, by Yamu Venacholim, in the oceans, Prat. Bamayim, Chosel Klal. O Pligla Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Bayam, Bamayim, Smukum Zelazer. Becher Asir, Bayam, Nachol, Nukach, Ain't the Klal of Prat, Elihita Beneim, Ligos Brigomir. Here's a shal exactly where the Shrotzim, when they're also. You have the worms, and which water is it us, or which water is the mutter? So the kids are, we're answering, Rebbe really holds Yadashin klal or prat klal. Only when we have the two klalim, one next to another, then he holds like the very Shmuel, it's a miyat. So I call upon him as Marius now, hashtu di yamr. Now that you're telling me, Rebbe himself really dashins klali a prate dorish, that's Rebbe's kayacha drosh all over. If so, why does Rebbe say now Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, that Shvuah Shtayim Shem Arba, that Yechayev Korban Elu B'Yored, for a Shvuah of Lishovar, you made a full Shvuah, that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat yesterday. So our Mishnah says, Stam Yechayev Korban, that's only according to Rebbe Kiva, and for Shidashin Miyat, but Rebbe himself dashes Klal Prat Klal. So according to Rebbe, you should be potter from the Korban Elu B'Yored. So Marin says, for sure now it's going to be a question on Hilka Shavuos. How come Rebbe Amishna says that Yechai the Korban Ulubiyarid Lishavar? Ella, what you have to say is, by this first halach of Al Masech, the Shavuos, Nosav Aliv with the Rabbi Kiva. Rebbe is only saying it over according to the Shittas of Rabbi Kiva, that you darshin with the Rebbe Yomiyat all over, so then your Marba by Shavuos Lav later on, even a Shavuos Lishovar, even a Shavuos of yesterday's Shavuos, also Yechayev Korban Elav Yorin. But, V'lei Loisvirulei, Rebbe himself does not hold like this. Rebbe himself darshins the Torah with the Klal of Prat HaKlal. If you darshin with the Klal of Prat HaKlal, Yoni Marba Shavuos Lahavo, two types of Shavuos. Either you make a Shavuos, I will eat today, and you do not eat, or else you make a shvuah, I will not eat today, and you do eat. Those are the two cases you have a korban el v'yerich. But a shvuah l'shavar, you part from a korban. So the Rebbe, now Mishnah, is saying in a libel to Rebbe Kiva, the loch of Yediyas HaTumah, that imamish holds like Rebbe Shmuel. But the loch of shvuahs, really Rebbe himself showed like Rebbe Shmuel, just to saying it over, a libel to Rebbe Kiva. Gufa. Minayin sheinoi chayev elo al sheyesh po yediya batchilu yediya basoif. Ve'elam betayim, that's the side of our Mishnah. That when the Torah said that the chiyev korban elo v'yorid, it's only if the person in the morning knew that he was tummy. Then in the afternoon he forgot about it, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. And then at night he remembers, oy vey, I was tummy, I went in, then he's chayev korban elo v'yorid. How do we know this? Talmudam, we dashed him before, it says, v'ne'elam, v'ne'elam shnei pomim. Tiber Rebbe Kiva. It says two times the word vinelam, you forgot. Forgetting mashma, you first knew, and it says it twice. It means you have to know at the beginning and know at the end. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Dashim before, no. And it's Tzorach, I do not need the two words vinelam for this, but rather, Haray, Yom of the Pesach says, vinelam, mechlal she yoda, he forgot now, mashma he knew before. And then it says, v'hu yoda, and he knew about it. Haray kan shtei yedias. The Torah is saying clearly, he knew about it twice. That means once before and once afterwards. In came if so, according to Rebbe, Matam Loim Vinelam, what do we have to have the second word Vinelam for? So according to Rebbe, Lechayiv Al Helim Tuma Fi Al Helim Mikdash, like our Mishnah, that not only where you forgot that you're Tomei, but who are then, if you knew that you're Tomei, just you forgot this is the base of Mikdash, or you forgot this is Basa Kotchen, that's the Chiddush. That even in such a case, also Yechayiv Korban Elav Yorid, like our Mishnah. That's the first trap that Rebbe himself holds, the Yediyas HaTumah, Ishtayim Shem Arba. Now, on Mama, what we just say, Vinelam Mechlal Sheyoda. It says the word Vinelam, he forgot, Mashma, that he knew about it. So, my Mashma, how do I know? Why does it mean this way? Omar Rova, Midlai Ksev, Hi Aluma Mimenu. It doesn't just say it was forgotten from him, Mashma, that he never knew about it. But Vinelam, Mashma, now, it was forgotten now. That he knew about it, and now Vinelam now was forgotten. Omalay Abayas, Abayas, the question of that, is that true? Ela Mayativ so, Gabe Soita. By the pasha of a man is jealous about his wife, she's going with another man, and she brings him to be a Soita. She brings him to be a Soita. Yasiv, it says over there, Vinelam Mayena Isha. Now what, that the husband does not know anything. He does not know if his wife really lived with the other man or not. Because if the husband knows about it, what is he bringing it to the kohen for a seitah? He knows. So v'nelam, that the husband does not know if his wife really lived without men or not. So it says v'nelam, so you want to tell me, mechlal, devi yoda mikora, that mashma, the husband knew about it before, how could that be? Like if the husband knew about it, that his wife lived with the men, so then what is he bringing it for a seitah for? Well, the Gemara is a little bit different. He have the yoda, if the husband knew about it, so mi botkul amaya, with the mayim, help him at all. The Yotani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, v'niko ish meyoven, v'yishrahi tisa savoyna. That on the tzad that the wife really lived with the other man, so then the locker is, when she drinks the mayamorim, it's going to give her a curse. She'll get a punishment by drinking this water. But it says a condition, though, that it has to be v'niko ish meyoven, that the husband did not do any chet. That means bisman shuish menuke miyoven. Only if the husband is menuke means that the husband himself did not live with his wife after she became a saita. If he did not live with her, he's menuke from an oven, then when she drinks the water, it'll give her the curse. But ainish menuke miyoven, or if the husband said not clean from the chet, which means the husband knew that his wife was a saita and he lived with her, then ainam mayim boitki mesishtoi. Even if his wife really lived with the man, still the water will not give her the curse. See? the Rashi clearly, Menuka means that after the stira, after he warned his wife, she became a slave to her, if he lives with her, then it's not Menuka. So the question is, how could you tell me Vinelam always means he had idea before, here he doesn't have idea. So really, Tosi asked the question, what's the Bikasha here? Maybe the husband first knew about it, but who said he lived with her? Menuka just means that after the husband knows that his wife was a soita, he is not allowed to live with her. So maybe here he knew that she was a soita, and he forgot about it. But who said he lived with her in between? Maybe he's still a Menuka in the oven. Tosi says, Mikol Mokon Kashem, Amai Choshev Ein Menuka, in the middle of Tosi, Amai Choshev Ein Menuka, Im Leibor Le Mishin Istira. Maybe he once knew that there was a stira, and then he forgot, but he never lived with her. That shows like you, right? You shouldn't forget about it, right? That shows not on your life. That shows you're not a manuka. If you're a manuka in the oven, it bothers you so much, you can't forget about this. If you forgot about it, that shows you're not a manuka. It doesn't bother you that much. Most probably you did live with your wife afterwards. Therefore, the mind would not be baidik. So you see the word vanellum here, the word on bottom, right. This year like Yossi's saying, Mash Manuka means he has to really take that very to heart, it bothers him. If he doesn't care about it so much, he's not called Manuka. Here you see the word vanellum does not mean that the husband had an idea before, he never knew about it. Vesu, another question also, Gabe Torah. By the chshivas of what the Torah is, they say it says apostle Ganiyuv, v'nelmo me'enai kolchoi, or me'efa shemayim nistura, that the chshivas, the greatness of the Torah, is hidden, me'enai kolchoi, and only the oifa shemayim, it's even hidden from the oifa shemayim. So what do you want to tell me, mechlal, the ikor, the ever yoda, there was a person that knew the greatness of the Torah, Ivoksiv, later the apostle says, lo yoda enosh erka, no person ever knew the complete, real erech, the value of the Torah. True, we learned Torah this and this, but to know the real value, nobody knew. So you see, Vinelmo does not mean that there was a once idea. It just means that you never knew about it. So if so, why are you telling me here that Vinelmo by idea satum means that he had an idea first? Everything must look like this. True. Vinelam does not mean that you had a real yediyah, you knew really what happened. Ela rather Omer Abaya, Kisava Rebbe, yediyah beis rabbi shmei yediyah. That what you learned in yeshiva means if you knew about it, that's also called the yediyah. Interesting. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yediyah beis rabbi, shaloma beis rabbi. That's what you learned in Cheder. This parsha, that if a person touches a mace, becomes tummy, he is not allowed to go to the beis hamikdash. Sha'anageya betumas tummy, that if you touch something, you become tummy. So now, vuhu yoda, shirgish kishinoga. The pshita, when the person first touched the mace, you always realize it. You know what happens to yourself, you know what you touch. What's the problem? Avuloy his burning, he didn't think into it. Losum alibar, to put it into his heart. Shinitma, like he didn't register in his mind that I'm tummy. But the actual action of touching the mace, that's for sure you knew about it. That's also Shema Yediyah. That's called Yediyah. Yeah. That's the Rebbe. It's not so much from the Wash. It's even Vinelmo. No, it's not considered you need a Yediyah. With the Levi, it registers in your mind. If you just do something, Agav, you just touch your mace, and you don't realize, you know what you're doing. Just doesn't register in your mind that I'm tummy now. You don't think in your mind, give yourself a sample, I'm tummy. That's also considered Yediyah. But not 100% Yediyah. That's not a real Yediyah. The old Balmus, the Balmus talking about this Rashi. A real Yediyah is not enough just to know things, but has to go into your heart and register and put a stamp in you. That's called a real Yediyah. But here, just the fact that you once learned in Cheder, that if you touch your mesh, your tummy, and now it happened, so you realize what you did, just you did not register in your mind that your tummy, that's also called the Nelma. In other words, so it's not a kasha to the pasha of the Torah. Nobody ever knew the real depth of the Torah. Or else by here also, Vinelam and Aisha means that he never really realized that his wife was a Saita. Vinelma just means that you once knew. What do you mean you once knew? You just know what happened. Like you know your wife was the Stira. Your wife was alone with that man. That's why you warned her. But you did not know, it didn't register to you at any time that she really lived with him. That's called Yediyah Rabbi Shmei Yediyah. The Mursa Omer Papa Labaya. אלו דקטוני, אין בו ידיע בהתחילו, ויש בו ידיע בסוף, מייקו, תלסת לה ידיע, פייס רבוי, how is that possible then? If you're telling me now, all you have to do is just realize that you touched, even though you don't think that you're tamei, so everybody knows that. What's the case of the Mishnah? Ein bo yediyah batchila. So Mora says, yes, in. Mishkachas, so the only time you find this case is betinuk shenishpula ben anochrim. I mean, the small kid was brought up by the goyim. That a kid that never learned halachas, he never learned chumash. He never learned this halacha, that if you touch your mace, you become tamei. So such a person is called ein lo yediyah batchila. Now, yediyah does not mean a real yediyah. It registers that you're tamei. Yediyah just means that you know you had a yediyah that you touched something. You realize you touched the mace. So it's interesting. This kid also knows he touched the mace. Just by him touching the mace, by touching a piece of wood, there's no difference touching wood, touching a mace. By a Jew, a kid that learned Chumash, knows that by touching a mace, it's different. But still, it does not register in your mind that you're tamei. That's what we're talking about. It's an in-between case here. You know you touched it, you realize you touched him, and you realize that mace is different than a piece of wood, but still it does not register inside your mind that you're tamei. So now, there are different categories how far you think. A kid that doesn't know anything, him touching a mace, even though he knows he touched it, but it means nothing. It's not much like wood. To a Jew it means something, but it's not called yediyah because he does not register that he's really tamei.
All right, a turnover.
Okay, right. Yitzias weiter. Yitzias Shabbos Taim Shemar, the Mishnah says. Tananos, Murti Masech to Shabbos, there it says more. There it says Yitzias Shabbos, carrying out on Shabbos, Shtaim Shemar Befnim, from the Balabas, inside the house. There are two ways he could do it, which comes out to before. Or Shtaim Shemar Bachutz. There are two ways for the Oni, that's standing outside the house, that he could make the Hatzor two ways, which ends up to be four ways. So really there are eight ways set over in the Masech to Shabbos. So you have to know what's the difference. Here it only says, by carrying it on Shabbos, there are two ways that come out to be four. By the Balabos standing inside the house, he could do four actions. And the Oni standing outside, there are also four actions. Why there four, eight and here only four? So Marin says, Hosom the Ikka Shabbos over there, Masech the Shabbos, that's the Ikka Aloch, is about Ikka Shabbos. Tony Ovos, Betoldus. There it says the Ovos, which is carrying out, making Oysaw, carrying out from Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabbim, that's the Ovos. And it also says the Toldus, that's the Achnosos, bringing in from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Yochid. Hoch over here, Masech the Shavuos, the love Ikka Shabbos, so there's not the Ikka Masech about Masech the Shabbos. Therefore, of us, Tony, we only say the four of us, but for told us like Tony, we do not speak about the told us. Samara says, is that true? Does our Mishnah only mean of us? Of us, my new. What are the others? Yitzias, carrying out from a Shusyach to a Shusarabin. And so, Yitzias, Tati Heaven. There are only two cases. Either the Balabas that's inside the house, the easy case, he takes something from his house and puts it outside to a Shusarabin, or else the Oni standing outside puts his hand inside the window, takes out something and brings it out. But there are only two cases of Itzor of carrying out. So that Mishnah only means the others. There are only two, not four. The Chitayim, maybe you'll answer me, Mehen Lechiyuv and Mehen Lifter. The Mishnah means the extra two cases are where it's only Ze'ois Samachsa Ve'ze'ois Samachsa, where the Oni and the Balabas helped out one another. That is only Anasa Midrabanan, but Midrash Yepata. Someone says, no, that can't be. Vodumya de Maris Nagoyim, we said before already, Katoni, that Mahasam Kul Lechiyuvai, just by Maris Nagoyim, all four colors or specks on your body makes you Tomei, gives you a Tumas Mitzorah, is Af Hocha Kul Lechiyuvai. Our Mishnah by Tzias HaShabbos also means all four cases that Yechai Midiraisa. So where do we have four Ovis? We only have two Ovis by Hoytzor. Two cases of the Av. El Omar Apapa. Hosom the Ikka Shabbos Tonei Chiyuvi Pturei. A different answer. Over there by Masechta Shabbos, it's the Ikka Masechta, we say four cases. Two Hoytzors and two Achnosos, that's Chai Midiraisa. And then we have four cases there that it's only Midirabonin, where they both do it together, the Yoni and the Balabas. But Hoch over here, Masechta Shavuos, Chiyuvi Tonei. Here true, we say the two Hoytzors and the two Achnosos, that Yechai Midiraisa. But of Tiru Loitoni, here our Mishnah does not go to explain the cases that they did it Shnayim Shasu, they helped out, the Balabas picked up the bread from his Rishus Yochid and put it outside, and then the Oni took it out of his hand and put it down. We did not talk about that case here in Masechta Shavuos. The Yisurim Midirabonin, we leave from Masechta Shabbos, here we only say the four Chiyuvim Midiraisa. Nothing more says it so. My ninu yitzias, what does our Mishnah mean yitzias? Lechura, yitzias tarat yud heaven. There are only two types of hoitzois. Shtayim di hoitzois, you have to answer me no. When our Mishnah says shtayim shem arba, there are four cases that yichayim midiraisa, so you have to tell me it means shtayim di hoitzois, two cases of carrying out from a shesyach to shravim, or shtayim di achnosa, two cases of carrying in. So my first question, is that true? Why yitzias katoni? Our Mishnah says yitzias ashtabis. Mashmi Yitzias is carrying out. Mashmi, there are four cases here of taking from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rab that Yichai Midiraisa. And it's not true? Omer Rav Ashi, Toni Hachnosa, Nami Yitzo Korele. The answer is, when it says Yitzias, it means any type of carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. So Maisa Hachnosa, bringing in, is also Nichlal in the Yitzias. That's Shana Mishnah, that Yitzias HaShabbish Taim Shemarba means, and the way of carrying a chayfetz, either from inside, outside, outside, inside, there are two cases mainly, which comes out to be four, there are two types of achnosis, that either the only outside, straight, brings it inside, or else the balabas inside, puts his hand outside, takes something from outside, and brings it in. That's the Taim Shemarba here by Shurz. Stop here. You know, the Chayyamel at the bottom. You see us on Shabbos, Shnayim, Shem Arba. Says now Mishnah that by Shabbos also there's two, comes out to be four. Now, it's not hosted, we learned in the Masechta Shabbos, you see us Shabbos, Shnayim, Shem Arba, Befnim. There are two cases that come out to be four inside the house. That means with the Balabas standing inside the house. Ushtayim, Shem Arba, Bachutz. And there are two cases that come out to be four with the Oni that stands outside the house. So there in the Mishnah Shabbos it says really eight cases. So the question is, Maishnohocha, Titoni Shtayim Shem Dalad Vesulay. Here in our Mishnah only says two cases that comes out to be four. Well, Maishnohocha, Malcolm over there in the Sechta Shabbos, Titoni Shtayim Shem Abba Befnim, or Shtayim Shem Abba Bachutz. How come there it says eight cases? It says four cases inside, we'll soon see, and four cases outside. How come? We'll soon see exactly what the cases are. So Rain says, Hosom Dika Shabbos over there, that's the Masechta Shabbos, talking all about the Lochas of Shabbos. So therefore there it's Marich. I'll tell you, Tini Ovis, the Toldus. It learns both the Yovis and the Toldus. But Hoch over here, Masechta Shavuos, the Lav Ika Shabbosu, here our Masecht is not talking about mainly about Hilcha Shabbos. Therefore here, it only brought down because it's a Shtayim Shem Arba. So I'll tell you, maybe Ovis Tini, the Toldus like Tini. Maybe our Mishnah only means to learn cases of Ovis, and not the cases of Toldos. Therefore, we only have like four cases of Ovis, and that's why we only say four in our Mishnah. And there in Shabbos it says eight, because it's talking about Toldos also. So one says, no, this is not true. Ovis ma'ninu, what are the Ovis by Hoitzois of Shabbos? Yitzias. The Av is Hoitzoa carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabban. That's why we dashing from the Pasuk Hoitzoa means carrying out. If so, Yitzias Tarti Heaven. There are only really two cases of Hoitzoa carrying out from a Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabban. Either the Balabas that's inside takes something and brings it outside, or else even the Yoni outside puts his hand in the window and takes something outside. But there are only two real Hoitzois. So how does our Mishnah say, Shehen Dalit? Versus the Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Mehen Lechiyuvoi, or Mehen Lifter. Maybe our Mishnah means to say in the Hoitzois, there are two that Yechayiv, and two that's only Yosem Midrabonin, like the cases in Shabbos, that they're doing it together. Like the Balabas picks up the piece of bread, and puts his hand outside, and the Yoni takes it out of his hand, and puts it down. So that case, the Potim Midiraisa, it's only Yosem Midrabonin. So maybe that's Shana Mishnah here. Someone says, no, it can't be. For your dunya, the Maris Negoyim Ketoni. Our Mishnah says also a case of Maris Negoyim, we'll soon learn about it, four different cases of the whiteness, a white spot on your body. So Mahasam, just like over there, Kula Lechiyuvei, all four white spots you have, each one of them gives you tumor, makes you chayiv, your tummy, is Af Hocha here also, by Shabbos, Al Mishnah, Kula Lechiyuvei. All four cases, Shtayim Shemarba means, Yechayiv Midiraisa. So if Al Mishnah is only talking about Avos, there are only two cases. El Rado Amara Papa. Hosom Dika Shabbos, Tini Chiyuvei Upturi. I'll tell you over there, Masech the Shabbos, really there are only four Chiyuvei Midiraisa. Two Avos and two Toldos. Two Haitzos and two Hachnosos. How does the Mishnah there say eight cases? Because they were talking about these Surim Midirabanans where they do it together. Where it's a Shnayim Shasu, so it's Poti Midiraisa. Hocher, now Masech the Chiyuvei Tani. Our Masech only says the four cases that Yechai Midiraisa, Upturi Loitani. But does not say the cases of Shnayim Shasu that is Poti Midiraisa. Is so Chiyuvei Maninu. What are the cases that Yechayiv in our Mishnah? Yitzias. Again, of the others, Hoytzor, there are only two. For the Gemara Yitzias Tartihu to heaven, there's only two. Sumerin says, Shtayim de Hoytzor u Shtayim de Achnosa. When our Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, it means, where are the four cases? True, there are only two of Hoytzor, but we're also including two of Achnosa. The two are bringing in. Either the on the outside brings something in, or else the balabas sticks his hand outside the window and brings something in. So our Mishnah, the four cases Yechayiv, are two Hoytzois and two Achnosos. For the more no, Voyitzias Ketoni. Our Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shem Arba. Yitzias is Mashma, carrying out. So we're only talking about Hoytzois. So again, it's a kasha. How do you have four cases that Yechayiv Bahoytzor? There are only two cases. The other two are only midrabanan. Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Hachnosa Nami Hoytzo Korilo. When our Tana says the word Yitzios, he does not only mean carrying out, he also means to include Hachnosa carrying in. Hachnosa is also considered a Yitzia. Now, I'll bring you a proof of this. Then we'll explain how it fits into the word. Mimai, what's the proof?